Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman. See, I'm not leaving you on hold to listen to all the gobbling.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. They tell us nothing, Seth.
I want your reaction to 6 years, $32.4 million. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was obviously, you know, it goes down one of the best days in my life. And you know what? I'm extremely excited to stay here in Columbus for the next 6 years.
You know, Seth, there's so much talk about whether or not Columbus was going to step up and go long term. We've heard the term bridge contracts with other players, you know, with your upside, that teams just don't want to go there. Was there any doubt in your mind that this might have not gotten done? And where in the back of your mind was the thought of an offer sheet?
You know, I tried to stay, you know, I had a few talks with my agent, obviously, and tried to stay, you know, away from the offsheet stuff. I really wanted to get something done here in Columbus. I like the core that we have here. You know, we didn't have a great season last year, but I think we can only go up and get better from there. So I did want to stay here. I wanted to get something done here. And I made that pretty clear to my agent, and we were talking for quite a while before this got done. So I'm happy it got done. It's kind of out of the way now, and I can start focusing on training camp and next season.
You look at the deal and you say, when I looked at it and saw the number and I looked at the comparables that people are throwing out there, I thought it was a great deal for you, and I thought it was a really fair deal for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, we thought the same thing, me and my agent. We thought the exact same thing. He was telling me, just looking at some comparables, it was a great deal from what my stats looked like in my first 3 years and what I've accomplished. So I was very comfortable signing this. You know, hopefully I can, you know, overachieve on this contract and show, you know, the Jackets that I'm worth it.
Seth Jones is with us on Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. You didn't have that spotlight for very long after what happened yesterday. Which of those three transactions caught you by surprise, Weber?
Both those, you know, those were some big trades yesterday with Paul, and then the other one with Weber and Subban. You know, I texted Shea yesterday after. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was in complete shock. I actually called my agent to see if it was real, if it was just a rumor that got out. So, you know, I think a lot of the hockey world was kind of in shock. And Montreal is getting a great player. You know, I'm pretty close to Shea, so I just texted him and said good luck up there.
Just a question. Put your scouting hat, hockey management hat on for a minute. Excluding the age, who's the better player?
Cool. I think they're
Seth, Seth, who's the better player?
Why are you guys trying to back me into a corner?
Well, you're good at skating out of trouble.
I think they're both intact. You know, they've both been up for Norris trophies, and you know, I think they both bring something different. You know, Shea is a big physical presence on the ice. Gets a lot accomplished by that. He's got a heavy shot. You know, he's going to give you 20 to 25 goals a year. I think PK is extremely dynamic skater. Can do it in different ways. So,
who do you want as a teammate?
Got a heck of a player.
Who do you want more as a teammate?
Would you let him off the hook?
Oh, it's Shea. Play to Shea. First big purchase you make with the new contract.
First big purchase? Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Come on.
I haven't thought about it. The money's not coming in yet, so.
I think
they'll get that big signing bonus like Shea.
Yeah, I think they're good for it. Congratulations on the deal. Thanks for the insight, too. Appreciate it. Have a good summer.
Thanks. Congratulations, Seth.
Thank you.